A salute to you and your Red Cross. Specially transcribed salute starring Jack Benny, with Murray Livingston, Rochester, Phil Harrison, his orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to take you out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills. At the moment, Rochester is busy in the kitchen while Jack is in the other room polishing the silver.
Phew. Oh, boy, what a job. Oh, well, there are only four pieces left. Three dimes and a quarter. Gosh, look how they shine. They were green when I took them out of my pocket. I'll never wait that long again. Quiet, Polly. And remember, Polly, now Daddy's giving a very important dinner party tonight. So remember what I taught you. How do you do, Mr. Coleman?
How do you do, Mr. Coleman?
That's right. How do you do, Mrs. Coleman?
Hiya, Toots.
Polly, I wish you'd pay more attention.
Oh, boss!
Yes, Rochester.
What time are Mr. and Mrs. Coleman coming over for dinner?
Oh, they'll be here about 7:30.
Good. That'll give me time to fix some hors d'oeuvres.
Oh, yes. What are we going to have, Rochester?
Cheese and crackers, anchovies and sardines.
No hard-boiled egg?
No, Polly didn't come through this week.
Oh, she didn't, eh? Rochester, hand me that Halloween mask.
Here you are.
Polly.
Boo!
Oh, my goodness. Look, Rochester, the egg broke.
You sure scared her, boss. It's a double yolker.
Yeah, two yolks.
My son.
It'll be all right, Polly. You're young yet. You'll have more. Rochester, you fix the hors d'oeuvres. I'll go out in the yard and pick some flowers for the table.
You sigh, the song begins. Just speak, I'll play my violin. It's magic. The stars desert the skies. It happens even in Van Nuys. It's magic.
Gee, look at that backyard. Everything's growing so nicely. I wish I were a little luckier, though. Tomatoes go to 60 cents a pound, and I'm stuck with an acre of beans. Oh, well. Last spring, I made money on my pigs. See, what kind of flowers should I get for the table? I think I'll take some of these bluebells. They match my eyes. Now, Ronnie's my guest. I'll pick gardenias. They kind of match his hair. I think I'll take some of these roses, too. There. That ought to be enough.
You sigh, the song begins, and then I play my violin. It's lousy. La 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 la.
Oh, Rochester, get me a vase for these flowers.
Yes, sir. And say, boss, while you're out, Polly laid another egg.
Another egg?
Yeah, she said it was a repeat for the West Coast.
What?
She was holding it for release at this more convenient time.
Rochester, stop being so silly and start setting the table.
Okay. Oh, boss.
What?
Are we going to use napkins or shall I put on a long tablecloth?
We'll use napkins tonight. What about those on the buffet?
The man brought those this afternoon.
Wait a minute. These are funny-looking napkins.
That's what I thought, so I asked the man to leave his phone number. Here it is.
Good. I'll call him up. Never seen napkins like these before.
Hello, Naps Diaper Service.
Say, this is Jack Benny. Did you leave some napkins for me?
Sorry, wrong number.
Well, Rochester, do the best you can with them, will you? Come in. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. I came over since I could.
Oh, did you stop by the market and get those things I asked you to?
Yeah, but tomatoes were 60 cents a pound, so I bought beans.
Beans? Mary, I got a backyard full of them. I supply the market. I could have bought those beans for myself and cut out the middleman. Heavens to Boston.
All right, so I made a mistake. Put me in irons.
Mary, it isn't that. But...
Oh, hello, Polly. Polly want a cracker?
Polly want a Rye Crisp.
A Rye Crisp?
She's on a diet.
Oh.
Mary, would you like to... Mary, what are you laughing at?
Oh, Polly being on a diet reminded me of something Mama wrote me in her letter.
Oh, you got a letter from your mother?
Would you like to hear it?
Yes. What does Plainfield's answer to Halloween have to say?
Well, just a second. I'll read it to you.
Okay.
My darling son, Mary.
Son?
Mama wanted a boy.
Oh.
Mary, dear, we're all feeling well and hope you are the same. First of all, I want to tell you that your cousin Louie went on a diet and lost a lot of weight. It's a very strict diet. For 30 days, they wouldn't let him have anything but bread and water.
Your mother will say anything for a laugh.
And, Mary, it was awfully sweet of you to send your sister Babe that French bathing suit. However, Babe tried the bathing suit on yesterday, and something's wrong. Either the manufacturer left something off the suit, or nature left something off Babe.
I knew she couldn't do it.
I'm inclined to think it's her fault, as she hasn't much of a figure. Babe is so bow-legged, she can wear two different stockings and you never notice it. Mary, you remember your Uncle Oliver. Well, Oliver got himself a job in the local bakery as a pretzel bender. Oh. He's pretty good, too. You ought to see Oliver twist.
Say, Mary, your mother's pretty good. That's a swell gag.
Please read that joke to Jack, as he's jerk enough to like it.
Well, maybe I am. I don't know.
That's all the news. So best regards, and let us hear from you soon. Your loving mother, Charlie.
Charlie?
Her mother wanted a boy, too.
Well, Mary, they can say what they want to about your mother, and most people do. Now, Mary, would you like to help me set the table? I want it to look nice when the Colemans get here.
Sure, Jack, but you know, it's still pretty warm. Why don't you serve dinner out on the patio?
Say, that's a good idea. Oh, Rochester, we're going to have dinner out on the patio.
I got the table all set, Mr. Benny, but I'm having a little trouble with the napkins.
With the napkins?
Yeah, I keep folding them into squares and they keep folding themselves back into triangles.
Well, don't worry about them, and you better check on the dinner.
Okay. Oh, say, by the way, Mr. Wilson came in a while ago. He wants to see you. He's in the library.
Oh, Don Wilson? Oh. Oh, hello, Don.
Well, hello, Jack. The sportsmen couldn't come over, so they asked me to talk to you about the commercial for the program.
Oh.
Friends, the Red Cross is more than an institution. It's the heart of America reaching out wherever trouble or disaster strikes. It's your sympathy, your understanding, your generosity for your neighbors across the street or across the nation. Think about that when you make your contribution.
Well, Mary, the table's all set. Looks nice, doesn't it? Especially the decorations.
Oh, Jack, you always overdo everything. The last time I had dinner here, you had the table covered with flowers, ferns, leaves, and everything.
So what?
So what? Trying to find the mashed potatoes was like looking for Chloe.
Looking for Chloe.
I like the table as it is. Now, let's see. I'll put Anita's chair next to me, Ronnie's chair next to you, the high chair next to Ronnie, and...
High chair?
In case he brings his Oscar. Now, let's,
boss! Mr. Harris called a while ago and said you promised to lend him your tuxedo tonight. So I laid it out on the couch.
Oh, yes. His didn't come back from the cleaners. I just thought of something. Rochester.
Yes, Mr. Benny.
Now, Rochester, I want this to be the classiest dinner that I've ever given. So get the candlesticks off the mantelpiece. I think it'll give it just the right touch of continental flavor to have dinner by candlelight.
Wait a minute, Jack. I'm not dressed for such an occasion. If you're going to eat by candlelight, why didn't you give me notice?
The electric country didn't give us none. Yeah.
Happened this morning. I just stepped out of a hot bath when the man came. He not only turned off the heater, he blew cold air on me.
Here are the candles, boss.
Put them in the center of the table.
I still think it'll be too dark.
Well, okay. If you want electric lights, I'll go out to the switch box and connect the wires myself. Come on. Switch box is out in the service porch. There it is over there.
Boss, here's a pair of pliers, a screwdriver, and a roll of tape.
Thanks. This won't take long at all. Mary, hand me my rubber gloves.
Yes, doctor.
Don't be funny.
Maybe you shouldn't fool around with electricity.
I know what I'm doing. Here, hold this flashlight.
Okay.
Now, let's see. I'll take this wire and connect it over there. Do the lights go on, Rochester?
Uh-oh.
No. I'll take this wire and put it over like that. Did that do it, Mary?
No.
And I better take these two wires and hook them onto the bottom two wires, like this.
Did that fix it, boss? Boss! Boss! Speak to me!
See, I couldn't let go. Mary, when I touched those wires, did that do anything?
Yeah, one of your eyebrows has a Tony.
Now, here's Jack.
This could have happened to your child, or mine, or the boy next door. Instead, it happened to David. Central High was playing boys' prep that Friday. Now, what a basketball game it was going to be. David had a gang in his car, and they'd almost reached the gym. The kids say the truck came out of nowhere. Anyway, David almost died that night. But he got a break. The hospital where he landed had an adequate blood supply. He needed immediately 10 pints and transfusions before they could operate. 5 pints while he was on the operating table. And 5 pints more during the week that followed. Yes, David was lucky, all right. You see, less than 1/4 the hospitals in the country have blood banks with blood immediately available for cases like David's, where time is running a race with death. That's what prompts the Red Cross National Blood Program. Ultimately, and with your help, communities hope to have a sufficient supply ready available for use by physicians for their patients whenever and wherever needed.
Today's Jack Benny Show, a transcribed salute to you and your Red Cross, starred Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, Phil Harris and his orchestra, and yours truly, Don Wilson. The program was made possible through the cooperation of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, the American Federation of Musicians, and the Radio Writers Guild.